This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWORD40. That's IVPWORD40 at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode. Friendships are difficult. How can we build real relationships that are life-giving and last the test of time? In his book, Enduring Friendship, author Brian Laritz offers pastoral insight into the book of Philemon and offers a unique perspective on building and rebuilding long-lasting friendships. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Innervar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 24.
The sacrifice of Isaac.
Sometime after these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am." Abraham replied. God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will indicate to you." Early in the morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took two of his young servants with him, along with his son Isaac. When he had cut the wood for the burnt offering, he started out for the place God had spoken to him about. On the third day, Abraham caught sight of the place in the distance. So he said to his servants, "You two stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go up there. We will worship and then return to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and put it on his son Isaac. Then he took the fire and the knife in his hand, and the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father?" "What is it, my son?" he replied. "Here is the fire and the wood," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham replied. The two of them continued on together. When they came to the place God had told him about, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand, took the knife, and prepared to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not harm the boy," the angel said. "Do not do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, because you did not withhold your son, your only son, from me." Abraham looked up and saw behind him a ram caught in the bushes by its horns. So he went over and got the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord Provides." It is said to this day, "In the mountain of the Lord, provision will be made." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "I solemnly swear by my own name, decrees the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you and I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will be as countless as the stars in the sky or the grains of sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the strongholds of their enemies. Because you have obeyed me, all the nations of the earth will pronounce blessings on one another using the name of your descendants. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set out together for Beersheba, where Abraham stayed. After these things, Abraham was told, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor, Uz the firstborn, his brother Buz, Kemuel the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazo, Phildash, Jidlef, and Bethuel. Now Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. These were the eight sons Milcah bore to Abraham's brother Nahor. His concubine, whose name was Reuma, also bore him children, Teba, Gaham, Tehash, and Mekah. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 33. A gentle response turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise treats knowledge correctly, but the mouth of the fool spouts out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on those who are evil and those who are good. Speech that heals is like a life-giving tree, but a perverse speech breaks the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but whoever heeds reproof shows good sense. And the house of the righteous is abundant wealth, but the income of the wicked will be ruined. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. The Lord abhors the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord abhors the way of the wicked, but he will love those who pursue righteousness. Severe discipline is for the one who abandons the way. The one who hates reproof will die. Death and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of humans? The scorner will not love one who corrects him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but by a painful heart the spirit is broken. The discerning mind seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth and turmoil with it. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox where there is hatred. A quick-tempered person stirs up dissension, but one who is slow to anger calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is like a highway. A wise child brings joy to his father, but a foolish person despises his mother. Folly is a joy to one who lacks sense, but one who has understanding follows an upright course. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with abundant advisors, they are established. A person has joy in giving an appropriate answer and a word at the right time. How good it is! The path of life is upward for the wise person, to keep him from going downward to Sheol. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he maintains the boundaries of the widow. The Lord abhors the plans of the wicked, but pleasant words are pure. The one who is greedy for gain troubles his household, but whoever hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous considers how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A bright look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the body. The person who hears the reproof that leads to life is at home among the wise. The one who refuses correction despises himself, but whoever listens to reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord provides wise instruction, and before honor comes humility. Your word is true. The New Testament reading, James chapter 2, verses 1 through 26. prejudice, and the law of love. My brothers and sisters, do not show prejudice if you possess faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if someone comes into your assembly wearing a gold ring and fine clothing, and a poor person enters in filthy clothes, do you pay attention to the one who is finely dressed and say, "You sit here in a good place," and to the poor person, "You stand over there or sit on the floor"? If so, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, did not God choose the poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Are not the rich oppressing you and dragging you into courts? Do they not blaspheme the good name of the one you belong to? But if you fulfill the royal law as expressed in this scripture, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show prejudice, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as violators. For the one who obeys the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a violator of the law. Speak and act as those who will be judged by a law that gives freedom. For judgment is merciless for the one who has shown no mercy. But mercy triumphs over judgment. Faith and works together. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can this kind of faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well," but you do not give them what the body needs, what good is it? So also faith, if it does not have works, is dead being by itself. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works." You believe that God is one. Well and good. Even the demons believe that and tremble with fear. But would you like evidence, you empty fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? You see that his faith was working together with his works, and his faith was perfected by works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Now Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And similarly, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to hear and to sit with your word today. Thank you, O God, that you choose to communicate with us through your word by your spirit. And God, we're reminded that faith without works is dead. And so we ask today for an outpouring of the Spirit that we might produce the type of works that point to you as our God, Creator, and Redeemer. We thank you, O God, that through faith, by grace, we have been raptured up into your love, a love that is eternal. We pray now that all of our life would be congruent before you. The faith that we proclaim that we have and the actions that we do that spring forth from them. But none of these things we can do in our own strength. So pour out more of your spirit into your children who at times are weary and weak, and help us to bring forth the type of fruit that points to you as the one who has made us whole. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.